Daylight savings time is upon us. To me, it's kind of one of those nonsensical things. The questions can be asked, you know, why are we saving daylight, for one? And where are we keeping it? There's other things that you might scratch your head about, like, for example, how long was the Hundred Years' War? 116 years. Where are Panama hats made? Ecuador. Where does the Chinese gooseberry originate from? New Zealand. Good one. From what animal did the Canary Islands get their name? Dog. It's from the Latin insular canaria. How long was the 30 Years' War? 30 years! Come on! The story of Jesus and Nicodemus is one of my favorite ones because of how Jesus then interacts with this well-known Pharisee in his community. As we've talked about in the past, the Pharisee is literally known as the separated one, separated from the common folk, so to speak, from the regular members of the community. It was the scribes, when you hear about them in our scriptures, the scribes are the ones who wrote all the rules and regulations, and they based this on the Torah. So the Torah is the first five books of scriptures, known as the Pentateuch. And in them they contain a great deal of wisdom and law. And this was the basis for the scribes then to write rules and regulations that impacted life. And the Pharisees were the ones who chose to live out all of these rules and regulations. So they held a very strong commitment to the Word of God. Therefore they felt that the laws passed down were perfect and complete. And all that one had to do was to follow them, to lead, and to live a good life. For every possible moment, every possible decision was regulated and spelled out for them. And I imagine if there wasn't one, then the scribes would go back to work, the issue was addressed, and the regulation would be added. But we are told then that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, possibly because out of caution. This clandestine type meeting conducted in secrecy. In John's Gospel, this takes place at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, but we will learn that Jesus isn't much for these rules and regulations of the scribes and the Pharisees. But also, nighttime was a time to meet where one would not be disturbed. We read about many encounters of Jesus and the Pharisees. And really, the only times he had conflict with them is when they used the rules, the regulations, and the laws to exclude people from the community, to diminish their standing as God's children, to belittle them, or even to attack them. Then Jesus would come to their defense. But Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a leader in the community, comes to Jesus and refers to him as rabbi. Now the term rabbi, the title, is used to address a master or used to address a teacher, one qualified to expound and to apply, of all things, the law. But we read that Nicodemus has been impressed by the signs and wonders of Jesus up till this time. And he witnesses that no one can do these apart from the presence of God. And we emphasize that theme, the presence of God. In John's Gospel writings, you read about many of these interchanges that take place. There's a pattern to the inquiries, questions that are asked of Jesus, where Jesus is addressed. But then he answers with something that's kind of hard to understand. He says then to Nicodemus, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Or actually, more literally what he said, born a second time. Which you can understand would lead then to the confusion, the absurdity of it. Nicodemus asks, how can one be born after growing old? How can one enter a mother's womb a second time? These nonsensical type statements. Things that it's difficult to comprehend and make sense of. For example, the question was asked, is it legal for a man to marry the widow's sister? Actually, it's against the law because you can't marry a man who is dead. The widow's sister. How much dirt is in a hole 3 feet wide, 5 feet long, and 4 feet deep? None. It's a hole. The butcher is 5 feet, 10 inches tall. What does he weigh? Beef, chicken, poultry. But here I like to appreciate the banter that takes place between Nicodemus and Jesus, expressing wit and cleverness and the challenging of one's mind, being born a second time. Jeannie was sharing me the story of the triplets, and one of them was frustrated with having to share his birthday. So he said, I want to be baptized because then I will be born again and I'll have my own birthday. To be born a second time. Jesus is emphasizing then being born of the water and born of the Spirit. That yes, through the presence of God, life begins anew. And a wonderful expression where Jesus says, the wind blows where it will, the Spirit moves as it will. The power of God can grasp hold of one's life to lead and to guide and to comfort and to strengthen, to be with us throughout the journey in which we participate, in which we live. Yes, we are reborn. And with that is a need for change, but we cannot change ourselves. Change is necessary, yes, but it's not possible without the power and the presence of God. The initiative is always God's love. Nicodemus was born into the family of Abraham, a descendant of Abraham. And Jesus now emphasizes the need to be born a second time and into a new family. And like our own birth, we have no control, no involvement in it. But what matters, we are alive and that we are renewed and show signs of this new life. And we celebrate the power and the presence of God to live this new life with us. The principal was new to this elementary school, and one morning he was standing in the hallway and the teachers were going in and out of the supply room to get books and materials, the things that they would need for their lessons of the day. Now, the previous school the principal had been at was kind of strict in distributing these types of materials. And so he went and asked his secretary, well, aren't there some sort of form of requisition or what one can take and one can't take? Can we trust them? And the secretary says, well, we do trust them with the children, don't we? Remember, Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus the Pharisee, one who saw life moment and moment and moment regulated, decisions being determined, but recognizing also being inspired by the presence of God. And that we then, in living this new life, are entrusted with the strength and the purpose to care for God's children. We are entrusted with one another. Show signs of this new life. For yes, God so loved the world, and our life is to be a picture of God's love. Amen.